Yes, it's time again for the biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Bomb Factory. They will host Corona Ticket Fight Night next Thursday. Go to theticket.com for complete details. Can't wait to be at the Bomb Factory. And we do this every Tuesday at this time to alert you to any big musical or entertainment acts coming to Dallas-Fort Worth. We've got 8 candidates this week, so a long list. Let's get right to it. We'll talk about each one and then vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town. Candidate number one is tonight at the theater at Grand Prairie, the B-52s.
I saw them at the Super Bowl. That was a long time ago. Heck, that was almost 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Was that Tampa? Where was that?
Miami or Tampa? One of them. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in Florida.
Man, I thought that Cindy Wilson or whatever her name is, isn't she like 80?
I can tell you that she is 62.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Happy birthday to her.
My apologies.
Not that old.
I love the B-52s.
All right, what about Kate Pearson?
I can tell you that she is 71. She's the redhead.
What about getting up there. Fred Schneider?
Only if you'll do your Fred Schneider impersonation.
I still don't understand how he has a job in music. He's a narrator.
Yeah. He's 68.
Love Shack, baby. At the Love Shack.
Yeah, they're fun.
Really catchy tunes.
Yeah.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week. Thursday at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nas.
Imagine smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise
our. This guy's got to be so rich.
Shorter, nights are colder.
Just with the explosion
like
of
over.
These home digital storage.
Like the world's hot. My son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone.
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
If Coke was cooked without the garbage, we don't nobody, nobody with an IT background around here with
no.
Network attached storage.
No? I bet there's lighters up out there.
I appreciate the effort.
Yeah. Do you go with Synology or QNAP?
I have no IT knowledge whatsoever.
Imagine that.
He's had 8 consecutive platinum or multi-platinum albums. He's sold 30 million records worldwide. Got his own label. He's warred with Jay-Z.
Who hasn't?
I like this.
Gosh, he's had a lot of disputes, including one with the IRS.
That usually doesn't work out very well.
Been nominated for a ton of Grammys, has not won one yet.
Type of place to raise kids and open the eyes to the lies history's told.
All right, that's candidate two. Candidate three, big show coming to town this week, Friday night.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that a lot of these rappers have moved to teleprompters? We saw that in music. Like, more and more people use teleprompters
now. I don't think so.
Well, why wouldn't you?
With that many words,
but they just know them.
But you would think that the rock singers would just know their songs.
Yeah, they have fewer words to remember.
Yeah.
So why are they using teleprompters?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Thank you for knowing that it was a good question.
All right, candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night, also at Dos Equis Pavilion. It's a triple header featuring Heart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and L. King.
Kill Heart.
This song kills me.
Really?
Yes.
It's a little manic, yeah. Straight On, though, still one of the great all-time songs. And they're great in concert.
This is a beat. They've had better songs than this. I think this is a beating of a song.
It's all right. It's not my favorite.
I'd like to welcome them to town.
I mean, yes.
Play Straight On if
Happy
you find
birthday.
A Jer. That's, I think that's their best. I just saw them 3 years ago, I think.
Barracuda!
Really good. Still put on a really good show.
Oh! Barracuda!
You say Joan Jett?
Joan Jett.
Now, she's awesome.
Yeah, I saw her too. She was with Heart last time.
Yeah, this is a great song.
Awesome.
Great song.
Still holds up.
By the way, Elle King is Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yep.
What?
Rob Schneider's daughter is Elle King.
I got the
it's the narrator for the B-52s?
No, that's Fred Schneider.
Oh, that's her uncle.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider, the Ticket's Own. We've had him in studio. Yeah, it's a good song, Gordo.
Awesome song. Elle King's good. She is a good. Is she the, I guess she's the headliner, huh?
Or that's a good question.
She's the most radio play now.
Joan Jett?
Yeah, she's the most relevant now, I would say, but...
Yeah, maybe. All right, that's Candidate 3. Candidate 4.
We didn't listen to any Joan Jett.
Biggest show coming to town this week.
We can make it without that.
I Love Rock and Roll is a great song. Or I Want Rock and Roll, whatever it was.
I Love Rock and Roll.
I love.
Saw him standing there by the wrecking machine.
What was the urban legend that she was the drummer in the Partridge Family? She was the little boy?
She was the little boy drummer in the Partridge Family that got
ridiculous.
A sex change and became Joan Jett and became very famous.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Great song.
Must have been about 17. Mm-hmm. Song. My favorite song. Wow.
It says here Elle King opens the show, I guess.
Okay.
A friend of mine played Joan Jett's love interest in one of her videos.
Hmm.
Mark?
Yes.
Hart has to be the
headline, great Morgan
right?
Ferguson.
Yeah. God, we're all over the road.
I love it when we're all battling for the wheel, just swerving into each ditch.
We each have our own musical performer we're trying to talk about.
Thank you.
All right, Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday, this is at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving. OAR.
In a way, we change from the spine.
It's always been a catchy tune to me.
But it's always back to you.
Man, I'm getting so much support online for my Nas line of comedy. My network attached storage line of comedy.
Hey, that's good.
Great.
Anytime any of us are getting loads of support, that's good for the show.
Yeah.
Including Cash Saroy, who sent me a picture of his very large Synology multi-disc network attached storage.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. Sounds good, though.
Okay, we don't need Corby singing back up.
That's Candidate 4. Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at Dos Equis Pavilion, Smashing Pumpkins.
The world is a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with them?
In spite of my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
It's a unique voice.
I thought that guy died.
Billy Corgan?
Yeah, no. Do you not?
Hell, still with us.
Scott Weiland died. Betrayed desires and a piece of
game. Even now,
I know. All right, that's Candidate 5.
90s suck.
Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Bomb Factory. George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic.
That's right. We're gonna
tether bomb. That's right.
What are you talking about?
Oh, we got a bullfrog singing here.
He's 78.
Wow.
He is what I refer to as a cool cat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
It's that bass. That's awesome.
He is going to receive, maybe he just did, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award.
Say, yeah,
this is the coolest.
Yeah, it was at this year's Grammys, it looks like. I like this.
You bet.
Doesn't bass just move you? Doesn't it move your soul and your booty and your gonads?
It does. All right, Candidate 7, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at the Theater at Grand Prairie. Flock of Seagulls.
You're kidding me.
No.
It's one of the few cover songs that my band used to do.
This one?
Yeah. I don't know why we decided to cover this.
Good song.
I think we did it, I think we did it tongue-in-cheek, but then we ended up liking the song.
I also like Wishing I Had a Photograph of You. That was a good song. And finally, Candidate 8, biggest show coming to town this week. Monday night at Dos Equis Pavilion, the Zac Brown Band.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right.
Y'all kill this song because it has a lot of cliched lyrics.
This ain't bad.
Maybe he's done with the cliches, though.
He's really good.
That's it. No, he front-loaded it, and now we're going to get
song's
on to,
all about.
To real music and not retread this stuff.
Like.
Okay.
Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine.
Pecan pie?
Where
he's not saying it like a southerner.
My house is not much to talk about. But it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried.
And urine.
Cold beer on Friday night.
Okay. So I'm looking at the lyrics of this song. He hits chicken fried Friday night. Jeans, cold beer, radio on, pine trees, pecan pie, stars and stripes, precious child, mother's love, woman's eyes, sunrise.
No truck mentioned, though.
No.
He eventually gets to the troops, I know.
Does he mention the troops?
I think so.
Yeah. Wow. God, he hits everything, except for the pickup.
He's everything that's wrong with white people.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Don't say that about him.
All right, let's vote. Big show coming to town this week.
We're going to win.
Is it candidate number one tonight at the theater at Grand Prairie, B-52s? Candidate two, Thursday at Dos Equis, Nas. Candidate three, Friday at Dos Equis, Hart, Joan Jett, and L. King. Candidate 4, Friday at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving, OAR. Candidate 5, Saturday at Dos Equis, Smashing Pumpkins. Candidate 6, Saturday at the Bomb Factory, George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. Candidate 7, Saturday at the Theater at Grand Prairie, Flock of Seagulls. Or Candidate 8, Monday at Dos Equis, Zac Brown Band. George.
Zac Brown.
Gordo.
Nas.
Sean.
Hart, Joan Jett, and L. King.
Jer.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Fernando.
Zac Brown.
Yeah, I think the lyrics are funny, but I think Zac Brown is the biggest. So, biggest show coming to town this week is Monday at Dos Equis, Zac Brown Band.
What's next in the corner?
Cuddle Therapy next.
That'll be good.